Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
You're always first.
It's all right. I want to let you lead in sometimes.
Oh my gosh. You were late on that one.
This is a partnership, so I want you to be involved in the intro.
I think you have the best
A,
though. Yeah, much better than mine.
What's up?
That was much better than mine.
My A?
Mine is trash compared to yours.
Yeah, that's why you kind of need to blend into mine a little bit.
Blend into it. All right, what's up?
What the hell is up, everybody?
Welcome back. How are you doing today?
To the most famousest podcast.
Most famousest?
Mile Higher podcast.
What
guys,
even?
We are motherfucking killing it, guys. Thank you guys for the support. Thank you guys for listening to us and just supporting us as we are now into week 15 of the Mile Higher podcast.
Yes.
Holy shit, it has been so much fun. I know we say this every fucking week, but seriously, it's been just a blast.
It has.
It's been a lot of fun and the growth has been amazing. And it's been awesome too, because I've, you know, reading through comments and stuff, I'm starting to see new faces coming. You know, a lot of people are fans of podcasts and,
yeah,
you know, our podcast. Thanks to you guys for, you know, reviewing the cast and rating it. It's really helped us a lot. We're slowly climbing the charts of iTunes and I'm seeing more and more stuff of newbies that are coming to the Mile Higher podcast and discovering other avenues that we take part in. So thank you guys.
Discovering other avenues.
Seriously, thank you guys, though. It's been really amazing.
Yes.
So if you're new or if you have been under a rock, I don't make YouTube videos anymore. So instead of doing that.
That's not really like you've been under a rock. They missed like what? One
that's
announcement?
True. That's true.
Jeez. Yeah, how about you've been under the rock? And they were like, where the hell were you? You've been under this rock. Where are you?
They flipped the rock over and I'm on this great platform called Twitch. If you've never checked it out, check it out. It's really fun. It's a community that we're building over there. Come join the Woke Squad.
Yep. Like, and I'm obsessed with it. I'm on it as often as I can. Tonight I plan to be on it playing GTA and Sims.
Yeah, no, you're on it quite a bit too.
Yeah, so I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun thing to check out for sure. I mean, basically, like, a lot of people have been asking, a lot of people think in our audience are new to Twitch and what Twitch is all about. I'm fucking new to Twitch, so I've been learning and stuff, but it really is just like, think of like YouTube live streaming or just live streaming, but it's way more connected, way more relaxed, chilled out,
interactive.
Like, literally, it feels like
you're getting to know people. It feels like a meetup.
Not even a meetup, though. I take it down to a level of like, it's as if we were like having you guys over or something.
Yeah.
And we're just hanging out and talking, and we have discussions. We go into all sorts of different topics that, you know, I've made videos about, you've made videos about, what we talk about on here.
Mm-hmm.
And we go down to a ton of rabbit holes. It's a ton of fun. And, you know, we get to enlighten each other and really
and
get to know each other.
Josh has a really, I mean, he's on there a lot. So the schedule is really diverse. So you can like most likely find a time that he's on when you're on.
Right.
Or when you're available is what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on 5 days a week, night, day. So definitely head over to twitch.tv/Josh Adore to take a look. But
hell yeah.
It's a lot of fun. But I know I'm plugging Twitch hard right now, but you know, it is where I'm at right now. But One thing that you guys can do, you know, we appreciate the patrons. We say this every week. We love the patrons, but you know, YouTube hasn't monetized our podcast yet, which is not a huge deal, but you know, it's it'd be nice to be rewarded for our work and time and effort and you know, research and everything else.
And it's just ridiculous because it's been 15 weeks and we are far, far over the requirements for monetization. It's honestly, it's just kind of bullshit. I don't really know what's going on.
It is really just kind of bullshit, actually.
So
one way that you can support us is, I know probably most of you out there have an Amazon Prime account. Cool thing is that Amazon owns Twitch. And so you can support us directly, the podcast directly, which we will be streaming the podcast live on my Twitch channel at least once a month. Yes. I don't know when the first one will be, but we'll announce it and let you guys know so you guys can make sure you get there and you can participate, watch live. It'll be a lot of fun. But if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can actually link it to your Twitch account, which Twitch is free. And once you link it, you can actually go to my channel and subscribe. And I get a bit, I get a little kickback from that, which really helps us out. So
basically, you know, Amazon can support Josh on your behalf.
Right. It's free for you.
Free for
Amazon
you.
Pays for the sub.
Plus, you get like the benefits of Twitch Prime and everything. So it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I was really stoked when I found out about that. It's just really cool. But anyway, what's up next? What's next on the schedule, Josh? Josh the Virgo.
We got a plan here, guys.
I just like ridicule you for being a Virgo.
I know.
This
and,
podcast.
You know, like some of you guys have been like, seems like you don't let Kendall talk or you cut her off. And it's, you know, it's not on purpose. I'm just like, I draw up, like, here's what I want the episode to look like. And I want to make sure I follow it. But sometimes I forget, like, you're here too. And,
well,
you know, you have your own way of doing
things. To Josh's
things.
Credit, last week I was really quiet because I was feeling really shitty last week. I'm still feeling shitty today.
Yeah.
I've had a hard time lately, but last week I was really tired and I didn't do most of the research with Josh. So, like, I only really knew about the first part. And so I was kind of like, just trying to like get through it basically. So Josh was kind of taking the lead. So it wasn't that he wasn't letting me talk. I really wasn't trying to talk too much. So
yeah, exactly.
But
this week will be, I think, a lot better.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We haven't even told them what we're talking about. Today we decided that it'd be fun to do something a little more laid back, a little more less like
formal structure.
No, but like devious.
Oh.
Less like
sinister or something?
Sinister. Yeah, sinister is the word.
Sinister.
Instead, we have weird. We have strange phenomena.
And
we are going... Sorry.
AKA bizarre ass shit.
Yeah, that's what you interrupted me to say?
Yes.
Wow.
Back to you.
Okay. Back to me. Yes, we are going to be telling you, we each picked two things. We were talking about it with people on Twitch and they were like, that would be a great idea. So we each found two strange, bizarre, unexplained events.
Stories or, just
odd situations. And we each found two of them and we're going to present them to you today. And like, neither of us know what the other one is going to present. So it's going to be very interesting and interactive. And if you guys like this, definitely let us know in the comments. Because I think I'd want to do like a part two to this possibly because so much out there. It's crazy.
There is. And we can really, I mean, this could be infinite. So,
and I think it's really fun. I like informing each other. It's really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we jump into that, thank you to our stellar patrons, Jocelyn B, who's new this week or last week, Elizabeth B
it's
and
Jocelyn.
Rebecca H. Jocelyn, I'm sorry. What did I say?
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. Sorry. And then, to this week's Patreon question comes from Sammy. Hey, Josh and Kendall. What's up, Sammy? What are your thoughts on the godforsaken flat earth theory and flat earthers in general? In my opinion, it's infuriating.
I agree. It really shows a lack of education in this world.
I mean, it's just like...
It's bad.
Guys,
it's really bad.
Come on, man.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know, I really encourage open-mindedness and thinking. So I don't have anything against people who are interested in the flat earth theory. Do I believe it? Fuck no. There's literally like no good evidence of it. So I personally don't believe
it at all. Not really. And it's just like really every video clip or video footage of the earth is fucking faked or false or, you know,
there's satellites up there all.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like we've seen it from all different cameras, not just government or military or NASA. It's been just random people's fucking shit. You can see it when you know, in an airplane, guys. Like, if you get up high enough, you can fucking see the curvature of the earth. Don't tell me that it's not the curvature.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen it too. So, you know, I'm open to everything and I'm open to seeing the evidence for it. But I'm just saying, for what I've seen personally from the evidence, I find it pretty maddening too. Because it's just like, guys, come on now.
It's just like basic science. Like, come on.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes into way more stuff, but I don't even want to go into
like
that. But
gravity, that doesn't even make sense with gravity. Like, how would we have gravity if it was just a flat
What's
surface?
Under the flat earth?
Apparently a magnet that's making us all stick to it. How come people don't just fall off then?
Yeah, yeah.
How come people don't walk to the edge and go, oh shit, I think I'm at the end of this.
Oh, fuck.
How did I get here? I'm going to take a step off. Then you're like, just like,
there's
out in
Mars.
Space.
There you are.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It's just, come on, guys. Like, let's focus on other stuff. Like, let's focus
like
on other things.
Like what we are going to talk about today.
Yes.
Let's do it. But thank you, Sammy. That was an awesome question.
No, it is. Cheers. Thank you. Oh, yeah. What is this in my hand?
A monk.
It's a forest monk. These are personal oil diffusers.
Yes, they are. I love having these.
It's not
while
a vape.
Podcast.
You don't smoke it.
Mm-mm. It's purely essential oils. There's no tobacco, no
out
chemicals.
The nose. That's it. Don't put it in your lungs.
Yes, you don't inhale it.
And one or two puffs, you're good.
Yeah, you're supposed to do like two to three, up to three times a day. And there's 10 different flavors. This one is Zen. It's really good for anxiety.
It literally smells like spruce, like, or forest.
There is a link in the description box to get 10% off of Monk if you want to check it out. But let's go ahead and get started here.
Dun, 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 dun. What do you got for me?
All right, me first.
What do you got?
Okay. So. So this one's kind of hard because they're not completely sure that this is true. Okay, so bear with me.
So are you telling me that I need to delete the logical Virgo side of me right now?
Well, no, not completely, because it is corroborated by a doctor, but we're not sure if the doctor made it up. No, not Dr.
Peppa.
Oh, my God.
Fucking woman. Oh, my God.
Doctor. Well, tell them what it is. Now they're going to be like, what the hell?
Dr. Pepper. So, all right. We watched the show called Married at First Sight. Because it's fucking entertaining.
You find it so funny.
It's so
stupid.
Entertaining and it's we just like silly. But there's a expert on the show that's like a matchmaker expert named Dr. Pepper. Her last name is Pepper and she's a like psychologist or something. And so we just laugh because they're like the worst experts. Like all the couples get divorced. It's just hilarious.
It's so funny that her name is Dr. Pepper though. Like, and they're just like, oh shit, better talk to Dr. Pepper about this.
It's just so ironic funny.
And guess what? Like only two marriages have actually lasted on that show. And they do like four
out of like
every
40 couples.
Not 30. That many. Okay. Anyway, so this is in Syria. A three-year-old boy in the Golan Heights region near the border of Syria and Israel said that he was murdered with an axe in his previous life.
Damn. He's three?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Scary
Only
as fuck
3 years
for that
old
guy.
I know. Can you imagine, like, saying that?
What the hell? How does he remembers this?
Yes, and he's part of a group, and in his culture, he's part of the Druze ethnic group, and part of his culture believes in reincarnation as fact. So they were very open to it in his community, apparently. And we know about this because there was a doctor. Whoa, sorry, my notes just went crazy. Whoa.
So he's remembering a past life. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Where he got axe murdered.
Yes.
At 3 years yes, old.
Because there was a doctor, Dr. Eli Lash, and he passed away. And he was best known for developing the medical system in the Gaza as part of the Israeli government operation in the 1960s. He died in 2009, but he has recounted these astounding events. So we don't know if he made it up, but why would he make this up? This was just in his records after he passed. Does that make sense?
I'm so confused.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Tell just me why.
Just give me a quick synopsis of what we've gone over.
There's a three-year-old boy.
Okay, he remembers being axe murdered.
Yes.
What's his name? Is there no name? Is he unknown?
Yeah, I actually don't Jane think Doe. He has a name on here. No, I don't think there's a name. Like I said, this is a little dicey. It's not like our normal stuff.
It's a little
But this guy, Today's Dr. Dicey, Lash, man. We know that he existed, and we know that this was really written down. Whether or not he made it up or not, they're not sure like who it was, or at least we don't have that released. But here's the interesting part about it. He takes a group of people and like this whole little village community and Dr. Lash, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he brings them to this like little village near where he lived. And this is interesting too. He was born with a long red birthmark on his head. So you know how we talked about if you didn't see that episode, we basically talked about how birthmarks on your body could possibly be how you died in a past
a
life.
A link or like a clue or possibly the, you know, the site where you were injured or, you know, mm-hmm. murdered or hurt. So,
and a lot of experts who look at these past life cases talk about this.
Yeah, like, this is very legitimate. Yeah, lots of doctors have studied this and have found links. There's whole scientific journals mm-hmm. about how there's a connection between different child's birthmarks and, you know, their past life stories. So it's very interesting because there's a lot of different cases where, you know, children are, you know, reporting these birthmarks and stuff, but they're all, you know, they also remember their past lives where, you know, something tragic happened to them or, you know.
And it normally links up with what they're talking about, their birthmarks. It's just super weird. But so he was part of, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's D-R-U-Z-E.
I think Druze. Druze.
Yeah, the Druze. So whatever, that's whatever culture he belonged to.
The Druze.
They believe that birthmarks are related to past life deaths as well.
Yeah, I think that's definitely like Eastern
religion belief
for the most part, at least apparently, with Hindu. No, go ahead.
No, but apparently when the boy was old enough to talk, he told his family that he had been killed by a blow to the head with an axe. Sorry.
Okay.
So then the boy knew what village he was from before. So apparently they went there. And I don't know what village they went to. They just went to a village. So sure. This could totally be
this
like...
This isn't like a minute-by-minute
man
timeline.
Man from Torrid type story. We're gotcha. Not completely sure. Although it was written down by a doctor. But like, we don't know, you know. It's kind of like... Meh. It's just very, it provides very interesting
There's kooky
questions.
Doctors out there, so.
Yes. So, a village local said the man claimed to be the reincarnation of someone who had gone missing 4 years earlier. He went there, he remembered the name that he had in a past life, and told people there. And someone in the village was like, oh yeah, that guy died 4 years ago.
Huh.
Like
so
he
had a
name.
He had a name.
Yeah.
He knew he died by an accident. So, okay.
Yeah.
Very specific. One thing I just thought of, too, where does this take place again?
It's Syria.
Syria. Another thing that I just remembered is, like, do we know time frame? Like, how long ago or anything?
Well, I'm guessing if that guy died in 2009, he was born in the 60s. So, it was probably, like 90s or early 2000s.
Okay. So, I mean, there's still a possibility. I was just like, there's still a possibility.
Even 80s, maybe.
Maybe they just, you know. Didn't have a way to record it or just didn't record it for some reason, record this child. But it's like, you would think that yeah. for something like this, you'd fucking record it right. and film it and fucking right.
That's why it's like, eh. It's and like, the story, the thing that gets me about it is the story like repeats on websites. Well,
don't get through the story first. Don't okay. tell us it's a shitty story before
no,
you
No, it's
it.
A great story okay. and it might be true. It actually could totally be true. I mean, like even our homies over at Collective Evolution have reported on this story. Oh, so okay. this isn't some like just like bullshit hoax. We know that this doctor was legitimately talking about this. Whether he all made it up in his head or if it really happened is the question. So his family and friends thought that he may have strayed into hostile territory nearby, as this sometimes happens. That's why they were like, you know, whatever, the dude, he went missing. But we just figured he got, you know, it's Syria. It's a little dangerous. He went to a nearby village and got like whacked. That's what they figured it happened okay, to this guy.
Sure.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
But then the boy remembered the full name of his killer, and he confronted this man. And apparently the killer's face turned white.
Wait, the little boy confronted the killer?
Yeah, and was like, yo. You killed me. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing, but this, I'm just getting a mental picture in my head that's just really funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm picturing a guy just like looking at a child and this kid's saying this and that voice that you use and he's just like turning pale white. He's like, what?
Yeah. He said he did not admit to the murder, but the boy said that he could take the elders to where his body was buried.
Ooh.
In that very spot, they found a man's skeleton with a wound to the head that
wow.
corresponded with the boy's birthmark. And okay. they also found the axe, the murder weapon, buried with him.
So this kid's like a fucking like Sherlock Holmes, too. He's like...
No, he just remembers.
Oh, he just remembers where
according
he was buried.
To the story, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he remembered where he was buried.
Thoughts.
He
tell me your thoughts.
Damn, he covered all the bases. This is like...
Yeah.
So true.
Well, we don't know.
All right, keep going. Let's keep...
That's
keep.
It.
What?
Yeah. That's tell me what you think about that. Do you think that that is possible, that you'd have enough memories yeah. to remember all those specifics and
is
go there?
Is it possible? Has it happened? Yes.
4 years later, he just shows up in the next door village as a new person.
It's interesting because it makes me wonder, like, even deeper, like, what kind of soul was that?
Yeah.
He must have been a really, really young soul or something, so mm-hmm. he had to boom, boom, you know, right back into it.
Yep.
Because when we talk, you know, when you think about souls and depending on, you know, what your knowledge on souls are, you know, it's there's different stages and phases and, you know, everything from young to mature to an old soul. And based upon that, I think there's some connection between how long after you pass in one life before you enter a new life. I think there's some connection there between that and the phase of your soul. So my thought is like this person or the soul is on the younger side, because 4 years is not all that long to pop right back in, you know? So that's just my theory. Yes. Though. I mean, so yeah, I think it totally is possible, because I mean, we know about the birthmarks. We know that the birthmark thing is a real thing. And there's been many, many people that have been able to make links to past trauma and the way that they died via their birthmarks. So I'm sure all of you are like looking on your body for a birthmark. I know I did. Right? I know I did. But I think my birthmark faded.
But...
Well, your birthmarks are like way easier to see, clearly closer to birth. Like the closer you are to, you know, when you came into the world, that's...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because they fade. They fade. Like, I think I had one like on my neck or something. Because your
skin's like regenerating and stuff.
Yeah. It's regenerating and your skin, you know, tans with time and stuff. So...
Yeah, it's very interesting for sure.
But yeah, no, I think...
So this kid does have a name, but it was not disclosed for his protection.
Okay.
But it was a real study. They found it after he died. And yeah. So unless the doctor just made it all up, which I highly doubt, why would he do that? He never tried to sell it or do anything. He never even published it.
Well, it's like,
it.
What do you have to gain besides just like fool everybody with a story? But it's not that unbelievable, because there have been other documented cases where shit like that happens, where they remember who killed them,
mm-hmm.
and that person happens to still be alive.
Yeah,
and,
basically, you know, solving your own murder.
Well, the other kid, I'm spacing his name, that we talked about. Yeah, I know.
Sorry, she looks so stupid. Our dog's over here holding her bone, and she just looks so funny. I can't even get over it. Okay, sorry.
The kid that remembered his World War II days and stuff like that. That was just like major.
Those 9/11 stories.
Right.
The one that I'm going to be doing this week. This coming week, I think you guys will see it. Yes. It's about a kid who remembers being this actor in Hollywood in the 1920s. It's amazing.
Like, he remembered all these case crazy after case details. And story after story.
It's really incredible.
That's the thing is, like, I think there'd be way more kids that remember your past lives, because I think, honestly, we probably all have an opportunity to remember a past life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it just depends on your circumstances, your environment, who your parents are. Yeah. And just, you know, kind of how you come out to really determine if you're able to connect with your past self or a past life.
Okay, here's a question then to end this section. Do you think that when you reincarnate, you could end up on a different planet? Could you end up just like spit out into the universe somewhere? I mean, what's the chances of this boy 4 years later, the soul ending up, sounds like within miles of where he used to live?
Yeah, I mean...
It's like after we die, we just like show back. But that's the thing.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know if we have some sort of divine purpose or plan or path or...
Well, maybe he had an axe to grind. Literally an axe to grind. Maybe his soul was like, yo, you are not going to kill me and get away with it. That's bullshit. I'm going to go back and like, I'm going to go there. It's possible.
It could just be like whatever you need.
And come and like rat you out.
Whatever you need.
You killed me, dude.
But
so I wish there was more to that story, because I would love to know, like, was he... arrested or something, but the guy, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, sorry. I did ask you a question. I forgot.
I'm sure if we asked people from Syria, they'd probably be able to know about more about this or remember it at least.
I hope so. I don't know if there's any more information out there.
Hmm. Well, I think that back to your question about could you reincarnate and go to another planet? Because I think a lot of people think about this. Like, the way that I look at it is every planet in this universe is... It's all connected. I mean, all of the cosmos, all of the celestial bodies are all connected. They're all energies. They're all the exact same thing as us, conscious beings. And I think that it doesn't matter. Like, I don't think it matters to like what universe we end up in. Like, there's mm-hmm. parallel universes going on. There's definitely a multiverse going on. So it's like, it's just, I think it's just this big, complex, probably we can't even like begin to describe what it is, but I think there's a connection there.
If there's a multiverse and you can be born into one versus the other, that would really be confusing, because wouldn't a multiverse be like there's just a bunch of different versions of you? I think you would be born into all of them.
That's the thing, but it's starting to look like they collide. Exactly. And things move in between them, and that there's connections between all of them, and that they can influence how we are in each of them.
It's, but I'm saying you wouldn't like reincarnate to another universe because.
No, you could.
You'd be the same in all of them, though.
Well, as far as our understanding of universes
go. Yeah, that's true. What do I know?
That's the thing is like we're going based off of what? Like what our theoretical, you know, all the theories that astrophysicists come up with, like they may not be way off. Like, so it's like it could be way more complex than that. But I think that there's an ability, at least as far as what I can comprehend, to reincarnate to another planet. So I believe the kid that said he was from Mars and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of I feel good about that, and that was probably the case. I mean, for all we know, we could have been on Mars at one point. I mean, we barely understand our human history. We barely understand the history of this planet.
Yeah.
And the universe and our galaxy. We just know so little. Yeah, we don't know anything. Like absolutely anything. We have a basic understanding of what life is, but other than that, it's like we don't know shit. So we could be completely wrong, and maybe we could be wrong about reincarnation, but
yeah,
it seems to me that if we are the intelligent beings that we are, and knowing that there's other intelligent beings out there, I think that we can, through our collective consciousness and all of our consciousness, you know, to dig into these questions. I think we're meant to discover these things, and I think we're meant to understand them to some degree. It's like a journey. That's like our purpose on this planet, is to literally seek out what is next, what's out there, what created us. That's like the purpose of humans. Like that's our goal on this planet.
Yeah, totally.
And in order to do that, you gotta fucking stop watching TV, undo the programming, and fucking start opening your third eye up and opening your mind up. And you'll be amazed at what you will discover.
Yes. Wow, that was reading rainbow over here.
Seriously, that was a great,
take a look.
Monologue. Oh, that's it's not a monologue. That's the beginning.
Okay, I don't know. How about you just tell us about yours?
All right, guys.
I'm ready.
So, you went more like, you know, possibly could be like mythy, urban legend-y. Yeah. I went with like just bizarre shit that's like real, like, which I like bizarre shit that's real.
Well, I think this is real, by the way, dude.
I'm not saying that was fake. Sorry, it came off like
this is concrete. You know the guy's name.
Right. This has been like heavily reported on. It's on the news. Like you can look it up, and it's really easy to find info.
No worries.
So when I found out about this guy, this was very interesting to me. There is this man that claims to have had sex with aliens. All right. And like, first of all, yeah.
Sex with aliens?
Had sex. So he lost his virginity to aliens. And when you lose your virginity, it's supposed to be like a memorable thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time with affection and, you know, a little bit of embarrassment. But this guy named David Huggins says the first time that he had sex, it was more out of this world than most. Literally out of this world.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah, seriously. His fucking quote is, "When I was 17, I lost my virginity to a female extraterrestrial." That's all I can say about it. So this info has come out because he's having a documentary made about him called Love and Saucers. So this is where this information is coming from. This is interesting, though. Don't laugh yet. Don't laugh yet. You might not be lying. Just wait.
Okay.
So David was born in rural Georgia in 1944. And in the documentary, he talks about hunting for arrowheads in nearby fields for fun and not liking the evangelical Baptist church his grandparents took him to sometimes. And he said when strange beings that no one else could see started appearing to me around the farm, I thought I was losing my mind. He said that I am sitting under a tree and I hear this voice say, "David, behind you." And I turned around and there was this little hairy guy with large glowing eyes coming straight towards me. I thought it was the boogeyman. I didn't know what to think of it. So from a very young age, he claims to have had started having visitors. And one of the first ones kind of looked like a little boogeyman to him, kind of a little furry creature, I guess. And then he said on another day, sorry, on another day, an insect-like being that reminded David of a praying mantis appeared. He said, David said he was very terrified. It was like, what in the world am I looking at? And at 8 years old, you don't know what to think. So at 8 years old, he's having encounters with some sort of insectoid being of some sort.
What the? What?
Yeah. And he believes this to, like, he would die for that because he's not lying about this.
Yeah.
So the sexual encounter that I mentioned at the beginning went down in 1961 when David was a teenager living on his parents' farm in Georgia. And on this day, he was walking through the woods near his house, and an alien woman appeared and seduced him. And he said that, I thought if anything, I'd be losing it in the backseat of a Ford, something like that.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out that way. Once the shock wore off, David said his encounters were weird, but not that they were threatening. So he had that encounter where he lost his virginity with this female extraterrestrial. He had this insectoid being, and then he had the little beings that were visiting him. But he said that...
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
Does he give any more detail about, like, how this started? Or did she just come down and was like, listen, we're having sex right now?
She just came... He was in the woods, and she was in the woods.
And she just... She was in there just hanging
out. I mean, he gives details and stuff, but it's in the documentary. But, yeah, he talks about how she, like, seduced him and, like... He was attracted to her and stuff. And
oh my God.
Yeah. Like, so I'll put some pictures in this, maybe not this one, but one of the pictures that he paints, which he paints these scenes from his memory. And one of the pictures of the female extraterrestrial, like she has like boobs, like she has big old boobs.
Big boobs?
Yeah. Well, like not big. I mean, they're just like boobs.
D boobs? Double
I don't D, know. They looked D, like, they G? Looked pretty big though.
Damn.
And he's just like, I got aroused, like, and he just like
he got aroused
he
by
like
an alien.
Knew it was
he gonna... wasn't scared.
Well, he's already had visitors before. Yeah. So he had seen the little dude and the insectoid.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is interesting, though. So once he was no longer like scared or getting shocked by having these encounters with these different beings, he left Georgia and went to art school in the 60s in New York City. And apparently these beings followed him.
What?
He continued to get nocturnal visits from Crescent, which was the ET that he had sex with and lost his virginity to. It was named Crescent.
Crescent.
And it became a routine. So he had routine sexual intercourse with this being, Crescent.
Why does she want to have sex with him?
That's what he doesn't know. He's like, why me? Why are you like, why?
Maybe she was trying to get impregnated by him.
Mm.
To like make an alien hybrid. Yeah. And he was like, what they needed.
Yeah. And David said that his relationship with Crescent was warm and friendly. A little strange. What do I mean a little? Very strange. She was my girlfriend, really.
Okay.
And he said it was a very unconventional relationship, you think, with an alien bro? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. And according to David, these visits from extraterrestrials and his sexual relationship with them continued into adulthood.
Mm, of course they did.
And this is in 2018. David told them, in an interview with Vice, said that his last encounter with Crescent...
With Vice?
Yeah, this is like some of this is a Vice interview.
Oh, wow.
But he said his last encounter with Crescent was just 6 months ago, and that was this year, like in February. So he's still like at 74 years old having, you know, visits with this extraterrestrial.
Age?
Apparently not.
Crescent just likes the old D.
So he's yeah. 6 months ago, he said, I was sitting down in a chair and the woman Crescent was behind me and she put her arms around me, he said. And that's about it. I don't know anything else outside of that.
What? So he doesn't know what happened after that?
Yeah. So when he lost his virginity, he said that it was like the most intense, crazy experience ever. I think I actually talk about it a little bit later, but it was like a really insane experience and he passed out. So he said, basically he's implying that every time he has sex with this alien, he passes the fuck out.
Doesn't remember it.
And doesn't remember it. Yeah. Or doesn't remember it, I guess. God, it's crazy, man.
Maybe they like black out his memory.
Yeah. So he is very, and when you hear him talk about this stuff, he's very matter of fact about it. Like he talks about it like it really happened. You know, he seems very believable when he's talking about these encounters. And he has always been really big into clearly like UFO. He's a UFO enthusiast and truthers and stuff. So he's definitely been like a part of that his whole life and really believed in, you know, this stuff. He's been really into it. Yeah.
I'd imagine so.
So maybe that, I mean, maybe that's why they're, you know, she's reaching out to him.
Yeah.
So one of the first paintings that David ever made was of him and Crescent having sex. And the paintings, and he said, the painting's not really all that good. She was on top of me and I reached my climax. And then she and the insect being leave, he says. And he has similar paintings that fill his apartment. They're surreal and a little childlike, dominated by deep blues and greens. They're very colorful. They're very like, they're pretty like graphic and pretty like, I mean, you know, as you're probably seeing some of them right now, but they're very good. Like they're not like great, but they're good enough that you can really see like what he's trying to convey. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I guess if you had an experience and no one believed you and you couldn't show anyone, your only way to like try to show people would be to paint it. Cause was he like an artist before he was doing all this?
Yeah. So.
He was already?
I believe so.
When he was younger?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. He went to art school. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He went to art school.
Huh. Well, how do we know he's not just like insane?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But apparently he started remembering his like childhood visits and things like that and details of these encounters from early visits in 1987. And he said the deluge was triggered by Bud Hopkins' book Intruders, The Incredible Visitations at Copley Woods. And he said it was like a compulsion. I was being led to the book, he said. And there in this chapter, Other Women, Other Men, he started reading and it goes, oh my God, this is a woman I never told anyone about. As I was reading it, memory upon memory came flooding back. It was an image upon image. They wouldn't stop. I think what bothered me the most is I didn't know what to do with it. I was so scared. So as he's reading this book, all of the images and the woman and losing his virginity and everything like came back to him. Like all the memories just came back, like started flooding in, he says.
Wow.
And the actual person that's making the documentary about him said it seemed like he was almost going crazy from not being able to process these experiences that happened to him. What were they? Why him? It really sounded like he was losing his grip on his life and reality.
Well, maybe he was.
Yeah, it's very possible because then apparently he got this message from the beings that he should paint the experiences. And as soon as he started doing that, it changed him.
Hmm.
So the painting became like a therapeutic type thing. And the beings that he was seeing told him to do it. So he's like, all right, I'll
start painting them, yeah.
And he said it was a release. David said he was able to sleep for the first time in weeks. And since then, he has painted every single detail of every encounter. 100-something paintings is what he's got. It's an art therapy. I don't know if that's how David would describe it, but that was a big part of what I wanted to show too. So that's the filmmaker for this. But once he found a way to show the rest of the world or even just himself what happened visually through art, he was able to process, make sense of, and come to peace with whatever it was that happened to him. So it seems like he really does have like this trauma from his past or something, or these past. I mean, it's just like, it's hard when people say they remember shit, because it's like, who are you to say like they're not remembering something, or they're lying, or, you know, it's pretty hard, especially if they're that convincing and they're making these vivid pictures and vivid descriptions of things. And it's like, how do you know?
On the other hand, like, he could actually believe these things. Like, it's possible he's not making it up, but that it didn't happen to him and he thinks it happened to him. I'm just trying to point out the other side. You know, it totally could have happened. Yes, I agree. I believe in aliens, obviously. I believe they could come to Earth and interact with humans. Yes. But did that happen for him? I'm not sure, because you could be just imagining that kind of stuff and he's painting stuff that he's imagining. Like, you could repaint something you imagine, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, for a person that's been having sex with extraterrestrials for 50 plus years, you know, it's pretty crazy. And I mean, the biggest thing for me is like, he seems like very, you know, go watch the trailer of this documentary and you can see him talk a little bit. He seems very just truthful about what he's saying. Like, he just seems like he's recounting it. Like, he doesn't have any hesitation or anything. You could probably find it on YouTube.
Yeah, let me look.
But he just seems, he's so convincing. David Huggins.
David Huggins.
This should be Love and Saucers is the... You might have to... Oh, yeah. Try Love and Saucers.
Here, this will work. Oh, sorry. Hang on here.
All right, podcast is over.
No, it's not over. We ain't over yet. Okay, hang on.
To a busty alien called Crescent. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Killing us, dude.
Well, I was living on a farm, and I was behind our barn playing at the base of a tree. And I heard someone say, David, behind you. And I turned around, and there was this little hairy guy coming out of the woods straight toward me. And his eyes were like glowing. And he scared the hell out of me. I didn't know what to think of him. So I scrambled back, and I ran to the barn, and I looked back, and he was... he had turned and was going back into the woods. And later that day, I still remembered it, and I went back out to the barn. And I was looking at the edge of the trees, and suddenly the little hairy guy stepped out from behind a tree. Then I turned and ran.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, that's one of the things that obviously that most people would have done. But this was the beginning of many encounters with many different kinds of aliens.
Yes, that's right.
And one of them, one of the aliens that came to see you, but you became to have a relationship with. This wasn't just a
you lost your virginity.
You did.
17.
Yes, I did.
and this is Crescent, the alien Crescent.
Yes.
Who wasn't
right.
Little and hairy like the guy that you'd seen before. This was a different form of alien. What did she look like?
Well, she has I think she wears a wig. I'm not really sure, but she has black hair, large black eyes, a very pale face. The body looks quite human. And I think she has rather long fingernails.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
You've painted hundreds of pictures of your encounters with the aliens, some of them terribly graphic, but you've painted those. They've shown you, you said that you've fathered hundreds of alien babies, and they've shown you them.
Oh, yeah, yes. He claims to have alien babies.
And that's an image of them. That's what you said. They were
all in glass cases on top of each other.
Yes, they were stacked on top of each other.
And so why do you think they chose you as our representative to the universe, a guy who works in the deli counter in Hoboken in New Jersey? What is it about you?
I don't know. Maybe it was just because I was a little kid playing at the base of a tree and they saw me. I have no idea.
And what do they mind you telling everyone what they look like and that they come and visit you? I mean, why don't they just show themselves to everybody?
You know, that's something I would like to know. It's, I guess they want to do it on a very gradual level. That's all I can say.
Haven't you asked them?
I think if they... I'm sorry?
Have you asked them?
No, I haven't. It's like I was always there for a reason. And I would do whatever they asked me to do.
And do you still see Crescent?
I saw her about 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, wow. We've just shown a picture of her. Why didn't we had to blur it out.
Do you ever think about Hello? Taking what? A photo of her instead of drawing her? Because you paint lots of pictures of them. Why not take a photo and then it's proof?
Yeah, I don't know. I just never have.
Oh,
would
man.
You do that for us? All next right, time
that
you
did it
one?
For me, guys. Oh, that answer. Just
if I can, yes. If I have a camera proof. And if they tell me about it beforehand, yeah, I would do it.
Well, that would be fantastic.
Because you're 74 now. Your first alien encounter at the age of 8. So they've yes. known you, especially Crescent. You know each other very well now. I mean, I would thought any sort of relationship, you might like a little keepsake, like a little picture by your bed.
Right, yes.
Thank you very much for joining us today, David. It's lovely to meet you. It's fascinating.
Like, great story, man, but we're not buying it.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty unconvinced on that one. I don't know. Like, how about you? I want to know details. Like, how did you guys arrange your meetups? How did you arrange your booty calls? How did this go down? Like, there's not enough details here. It's too random. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's why it's
wow. We're striking out because our first one, phenomena. I don't know if it's true either. Yeah, these are like I said, normal than what we normally.
Oh
talk
my
about.
God! No, it's just I find it entertaining. I find it entertaining, and it could. I mean, there could be people having sex with the aliens, and there could be these hybrid beings, but I haven't seen any concrete proof on that though. So, so that I thought that was an interesting story, and. He's got the documentary Love and Saucers.
Love I'm gonna watch and Saucers. It and... Okay.
It sounds kind of funny, though.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists assign a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
But what do you have? What is next?
Okay, so what's this next? One is confirmed true.
Okay, good.
Okay. So I'm going to be telling you guys about Beverly Gilmore, and she has the craziest condition I have ever heard of. All right. So you did a video on near-death experiences.
Yes.
When you were doing YouTube videos, and tell us like the most interesting part of that.
So like near-death experiences, when you die, basically, this is what my video is about. When you die, there's a lapse, there's about 5 minutes or so where you are actually still conscious. Your body might be dead, but you're
10 minutes.
Is it 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's five, or I knew it was like 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That you're actually medically dead, but your consciousness is still mm-hmm. live and well. And a lot of people that have near-death experiences, or people that, you know, die and then are resuscitated, they report that when they do, oftentimes they're able to have some sort of external view of their body.
Yeah.
And it becomes an out-of-body experience where mm-hmm. you, yeah, exactly, witness maybe how you died, mm-hmm. your last moments on Earth.
Yeah, doctors are stunned that brain activity continues for 10 minutes after death. Brain activity has been recorded in patients for up to 10 minutes after their death. Doctors at Canadian Intensive Care Unit discovered that one person had a persistent brain activity after they turned off their life support machines. For more than 10 minutes after the medics declared the person clinically dead, brain waves like those were experienced.
In a deep sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. God, that's so crazy. What if we could figure out how consciousness leaves the body?
Oh, it'd be crazy. But anyway, so Bethany Gilmore. She lived a normal, active life and was pursuing a career as a children's author when suddenly in 1987, she died in her sleep. The 52-year-old from St. Anne's, Lancashire? Lancashire?
Yeah.
Suffers from what she calls chronic near-death experiences. Yes, this woman has tons of near-death experiences, and it's wild.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Wow. Most of us haven't even had one, and she's having like
tons of them.
Tons of them.
She says that during her out-of-body experience, she looks back at her own body lying on her bed as she drifts towards a light. She claims that her heart stops beating. She can feel her heart stop beating and her brain stop functioning.
She can feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's bizarre.
She says she has no idea how long these episodes last. She is brought back to life, and she feels a burst of electricity running down her spine into her heart and jolting her into action.
Wow.
She describes the sensation as feeling as though she was being plugged in.
Huh. So it's like almost as if she's being unplugged and then plugged back in.
Yes. And she calls these actual death experiences. She's like, I didn't just like nearly die. I died and I came back.
So basically she's saying she's going to the other side and coming back from the other side.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And she claims to have seen a bright light or a light.
Yep. She says she spent the last 30 years of her life terrified. She never knew if she was actually going to die. Like, wouldn't you be terrified? Like, maybe one time I just won't wake back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that was happening to you all the time. She knew she was dying because she encountered her father through the light. She had only met him 3 times over the years, but she saw him at the very beginning, and he died in 1982.
Huh.
I came back and was like, oh my God, I died. Can you imagine me like, oh my God, I just died. Like, I was gone.
Wow.
I have met Jesus. He is the spiritual guide. I have met my Nan, and I have met the late Walt Disney.
Okay, so now she's meeting Jesus, Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And but, all these people.
And I mean, that part could be in her head or made up, but she really is like passing out. They have doctors that are like, do it in her brain.
This is what she's saying. So maybe it is. Maybe she is seeing what she's seeing. Could be that those figures are just like ingrained in her head and they're like manifesting themselves somehow.
It could be. But she claims that she can feel her body shutting down and her spirit leaving the body, being dragged up towards the light. It only happens when she's laying down and ready to go to bed. The first thing I did was become very aware of a sensational wave inside my head. It's a slight drift, and then it just got deeper and deeper. I can sense my heartbeat slowing down, and then my throat tightens. I'm completely aware that this is happening and I can actually see the room, but I know that my eyes are closed. It's then that Beverly can feel her brain shutting down, a feeling that she describes like being underwater.
Huh. That's really weird.
She added, then she realizes she can move up from one step to another and look back and see her body underneath her.
Weird.
I know. So it takes her days to recover, and she suffers from headaches, light sensitivity, aches, and pains. So they have no idea what the fuck's happening to her. That's basically the mystery here. She knows when she's drifting back down, she gets a sensation that she's coming back into her body, but she's not conscious yet. It's like being plugged in. I feel like I have hit a brick wall, and then the next thing I know, I'm aware of a massive electric ball of energy. It rushes back into my back of my spine, hits my heart, and I feel myself jolt, and that's how I come back.
Huh. I'm just trying to think of all the different angles that this could be.
I know.
It's very odd, though, for sure.
Yeah. The longer I take to recover, I'm assuming, is the longer that I have been dead. If it takes me just a couple hours to recover, then I don't think I've been out that long, but sometimes it can take 2 or 3 days.
Hmm. But she comes back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she has 3 kids. This is a very active mother. So she has come to accept that she has these experiences, despite the fact that she has no idea what they are, and they have pretty much taken over her life. She would go and say goodnight to her kids when they first started happening and just look at them sleeping and wonder if she will ever see them again. Because she thought she'd go back and lay down and die. Wait, does this happen
when she's sleeping? Or laying down?
Yeah.
It's not like when she's like standing up?
No, earlier I said it only happens when she's laying down.
Oh, okay. So she's laying down.
In her bed. Yeah.
Weird. Maybe she's just got like some like different like brain.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe she's just got like a different part of her brain switched on that we don't or something.
I have no idea. But it was so bad that her son had to give up his career as a screenwriter to become his mom's full-time caretaker.
Damn.
Yeah, she's desensitized, comes back and she goes
again. So she's not even like, doesn't even care about dying anymore then.
No, she does. She's afraid of it happening.
So it's a negative experience.
There isn't a cure from it. Well, would you like it?
If it was positive.
No, she's dying. She keeps dying over and over and over again. All she sees is like her body, and she's not like she goes to the other side and like has some cool experience.
Float around with Jesus. She's seeing Jesus.
Well, she's seen them, but like she doesn't describe.
I wonder if anybody's like monitored her while she's been in.
Yeah, I think they have.
And they've like measured her brain, and like I'd like to see brain scans and fucking some actual like evidence.
Apparently. A study of more than 2,000 people by the University of Southampton last year uncovered convincing evidence of an out-of-body experience for a patient declared dead by medics. The study found that people can experience awareness for up to 3 minutes after death and stretch as far as 30 seconds, previously recognized.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Is that all the info on her?
Well, I'm going to do a full video on it because there's like this huge hour-long interview, but I didn't have time to listen to it before we started this. So,
oh, okay. Well, I think that there is a possibility that it's legit and she's doing.
She has a book too. She wrote a book.
I mean, but that's the thing. That's, she wouldn't be the first one that's like, I died and I went to heaven and I came back. And
no,
like,
but this happens to her all the time. And doctors have like,
said right,
that this is a real condition that she has.
But she's not actually dying though. That's the thing. It's not like
she feels like she's dying. Yeah,
she it's could not be, like she's actually out, like flatlining and then coming, like her heart just randomly starts up again. It's,
I don't know,
like almost like a coma, like a just coming in out of a coma all the time.
It could be
because come on, like if she was fucking really like coming back to life, we'd fucking know about this. Like,
why
be like, there's this lady that's coming back to life.
Well,
if she's flatlining, if she's like beep, like. That's what I want to know is does she flatline or is,
I don't
she
know,
just...
I need to look more into the details of it. All I know is that this, I mean, she's a real woman and she has.
No, I don't doubt that she's not real. I just wonder if it's like, to me, it kind of reminds me of other stories that I've heard.
Yeah,
where people like, oh, kind of like
light, and then
are near death, like near, there's death experiences and then there's near death experiences.
Well, with that, you have to wonder, like, is this person like, is it just their brain working out what they would think death would be like? Like, are they just, but I don't know. I hear stories that
that's
are just so incredible though, sometimes about people and their, so, I mean, for me personally, I think some of them really are telling the truth or they have experiences that are real.
Well, obviously, because
I don't think this woman would be faking this.
Well,
for
yeah.
30
cause
years.
Clearly there's another side and clearly there's, you know, whatever that is where yeah. all the souls hang out and where mediums can connect to and,
yeah.
and get messages from. There's clearly something going on. I mean, the whole, like, I saw Jesus and Walt Disney is a little convenient, if you ask me.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, those are probably two figures that have been in her life some yeah. way, which, you know, that, so it's like, it'd be like, if I was like, you know, I want to see JFK and,
yeah, well, you know, who blah, knows? Blah, blah. But she's definitely having these things.
She's
so
having
what the hell's
experiences
going on?
For sure, it sounds like.
Yeah, so, I mean, her son quit his job. He didn't just quit his job for no reason. Hmm. She's definitely having these things. They're happening all the time, dude. She's had over 1,000 near-death experiences. Seen tons of experts. This is real, too. I'm not making this up. So I'll be doing a whole video on this and looking more into it for sure, because it is bizarre. But
yeah, it is.
It's your turn.
My turn.
All right.
All right. This is a true story. You might have heard about it, actually. It was in the news in February, but the skier goes missing.
Oh, this is crazy.
And then is found literally almost 3,000 miles away. It's crazy. So this guy named Konstantinos or Danny Filipidis, I think is how you say it. Yeah, Filipidis, who's 49, and he's a captain with the Toronto Fire Services. And Danny was skiing with his friends when he vanished on February 7th, 2018 from the Wilmington Resort. And then 6 days later, he just popped back up in Sacramento, California on February 13th. Now, that's clearly across the fucking map. So what happened?
So he was in Canada.
Toronto or near New York. He was in New York,
yeah.
basically skiing.
And he ended up in fucking California.
California in a matter of 6 days with no idea how. So here's the story. This married dad of two, by the way, was with a group of fellow firefighters when they lost him at the mountain range, or as the mountain range was about to close. And his disappearance prompted a massive search of Whiteface Mountain, with search and rescue crews pouring over the mountain while other skiers passed by on the trails. So he went missing, and they filed a missing persons report, his coworkers, and they a massive search, because they're like, we got to find this guy. He's a firefighter. We got to find him. So they sent all the resources out to look for him.
And this, his family thought he was gone.
Yeah, the search included at least 6 government agencies, 2 ski patrols, and several local volunteer groups. More than 135 people spent a combined 7,000 hours on the rugged mountain in varying winter conditions. in order to find him. And they even used a helicopter, search dogs. It was the full nine yards to find this guy. They, in fact, the state officials won't even say how much it cost because it was a mass amount of money.
Sure, it's insane.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So
search efforts, it's insane how much money goes into search.
Oh yeah. Things. Like you, like that may not even seem like that much, but it costs so much money.
Oh yeah.
Of think about all the people's time and resources that would take to do it. So Danny, he showed up in Sacramento on February 13th and he just contacted local authorities there from a Sacramento area airport, which ended this search. But before he resurfaced, Danny had last been seen at the Whiteface Mountain Ski Resort's mid-station about 2:30 p.m. on February 7th. And he was with his friends, his coworkers. They're doing their annual ski trip, and they ended up declaring him missing by 4:30. And the police, when they went started the search, they found his car, passport, and other identification cards at the resort. So all of his stuff was there.
Everything.
It just was just everything but him, basically.
Wow.
Was still there. But 6 days later, as I've said, he turned up in Sacramento completely confused. This is the interesting part. He's completely confused, no idea how he got there. And when they found him, after he called the authorities, he was still wearing his ski goggles and like his fucking clothes. Yeah, his ski clothes.
What the
fuck? He had his whole ski. He was wearing all of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So when he finally like realized he was like, people were looking for him, he called his wife who was in Lake Placid meeting with the search party. And according to the conversation they had, apparently Danny was confused and he wasn't able to give direct answers. And Danny called his wife by her nickname and she quickly recognized the voice and that it was him. He then called her again later and kept him on the phone and asked him to call 911 to get him his help as soon as possible. So his wife was like, dude, something happened with you. Like something really weird happened. So call 911, get help.
Yeah. What the fuck?
But then Danny said that he went and bought an iPhone and told deputies that a truck dropped him off in downtown Sacramento where he got a haircut. He got a haircut after all this. Yeah, he just like was just like, it seems like it was seemed very normal to him that he was there.
Wait. The police found him with ski stuff on in California.
Yes.
Correct? And before the police found him, he was getting a haircut.
Yes.
So didn't the haircut place be like, dude, why are you in Sacramento in a ski outfit?
Not. Yeah.
And why would he continue to be wearing his ski outfit after his haircut and everything?
Yeah, I don't know. This is what he said, though. We don't know for sure.
Maybe he just imagined.
But he just said this.
Did he say where he went to get his haircut?
No, we don't know that.
Weird.
So obviously there's a ton of mysterious circumstances surrounding about how Danny got there, which has led to a lot of speculation and conspiracy theorists like us to think that maybe he was abducted by aliens, possibly, or teleported.
Ooh. Possible.
Because it could be alien abduction because there is similarities between this case and then the case of Travis Walton, who is actually one of the world's most famous alleged alien abduction victims.
Hang on. I have a question.
Hmm.
When they found this guy, did they give him like a brain scan? Or like
No, we don't have any info. We literally don't. There's been no updates. It's still an active investigation.
Okay, so eventually they'll have to release what?
Yes.
Because like he could have hit his head really fucking hard.
Well, we don't know that. Obviously, they're going to look into that. Because this just happened in February.
He could have, like, hitched a ride with someone, like, didn't know who he was, and then remembered.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so...
So, some people are saying that this could be an alien abduction because this particular case with Danny kind of lines up with some similarities with Travis Walton.
Mm.
And Travis Walton worked with a group of loggers in the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest in Arizona. And in 1975, in November, he went missing for 5 days after a bizarre UFO sighting. And when he resurfaced, he was confused, but he claimed that he had been abducted by aliens. So, I mean, I guess the similarity is that they both went missing for 5 days or so. I haven't seen anything that suggests or that where Danny said he was abducted by aliens, but I think that's just how some people are making the connection between it's a possible alien abduction. You know, aliens have abducted and then let people resurface a couple days later after we...
That would make sense about why he was still wearing the goggles. Because just for me, if he was just like rolling around, well, lost, like would he really keep that shit on for 6 days? You'd get hot. Even
in the back of a truck?
Even if you didn't know what was going on, you'd get hot.
If he was really driving, if he was really riding 3,000 miles in the back of a truck with ski gear on, come on.
Yeah, what? This is crazy. It's like really recently happened.
Yeah, February.
Yeah.
Early
fucking
February.
Nuts. When the more comes out on this, I'm definitely
It's really bizarre. Well, that's why people are like, well, maybe he got teleported somehow, because that seems like the most plausible thing. Either that or aliens like abducted
time
him
traveled
or, you know.
Wow,
the government snatched
him.
Police in Sacramento found Danny still wearing the ski clothing he had on when he disappeared, including his fucking helmet and goggles.
He was wearing his helmet.
Yes, he had his helmet on, dude.
No
this
one was
is
like
police
dude.
Saying that this is what they saw when they picked him up. He had his
Did
his
anyone say, dude,
goggles.
It's hot here. Why are you wearing that?
Bro, you're in Sacramento. There's no mountains here.
Yeah,
man.
What are you doing? What?
Well, he probably didn't even think about it. He probably was just like,
yeah.
Like, he's probably so dazed and confused from whatever happens. Like,
dazed and confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Danny was given medical attention and taken to a local hospital where he later spoke with his two children on the phone. And that's another thing about this story is like, why would if he did just like up and leave and go in a truck and do this whole fucking 6 day, like trek across the country, why would a married dude with two kids do that? Why would he do that? That makes zero sense whatsoever. So it does kind of make me think that something else happened, maybe even something supernatural, something extraterrestrial, something, who knows, like some MK Ultra shit. I mean, who fucking knows what happened?
Wow, the ski gear is what's really throwing me off. That is wild.
Yes, and Danny does not have a history of mental illness or substance abuse, because obviously be like, dude, what fucking drugs were you tripping on that slope, man? Like,
seriously.
It's like some hangover shit.
Take a hit
like,
before you
some
go
like
down the
roofies
mountain.
Or something.
Oh my God, yeah.
But Danny told deputies he remembered little, but that he had suffered a head injury and rode in a big rig style truck and slept a lot. And this is a sergeant of the Sacramento Sheriff's Department said that Danny told them.
Maybe he did. He passed out in the truck. Hey, you know,
what if it was a kidnapping
my
attempt?
My sister had a cat, and this summer the cat got lost, and my sister lost it for 2 months. And finally we got a call that she had hopped on a truck and took a little ride down to Denver, but that was just like 2 hours
away. But
that's
a cat.
I know, but I'm still saying.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what could have happened.
It's so crazy though.
Like they didn't, what I'm saying is like, maybe you wouldn't know that the person was on your truck. They didn't know the cat was on the truck.
Or it was something.
Maybe he's like passed out in the corner behind a box. They didn't know he was on the truck.
Something sinister or something. But why?
Yeah.
But
and why would a ski clothes
why
a 40, still be
like 40
what did they do? Like hurt him? What would the crime even be? They didn't take his stuff. It was all left there. They didn't hurt him. He's fine.
Well, they don't even
still
think,
wearing ski
think
stuff.
It's a crime. They're not even
it's
investigating
not
it as a crime.
Wow, that is just so,
so hear
so
this.
Interesting.
The state police that are investigating it, the New York State Police say that they cannot corroborate a white face or they can't corroborate Danny's story that he was driven across country in a tractor trailer after he vanished. And they said that they have talked to and contacted every hauling company that is in that area, and they haven't been able to find a driver who's admitted to taking Danny across the country in a truck, or that anybody even knows anything about this. So basically, Danny has no clear memory of how he got all the way from basically Canada to fucking Sacramento, almost 3,000 miles. And he wants to find out where he was and we want to find out where he was.
God, though, his family must have been terrified. They must have almost thought he was just dead. They probably didn't even know if they'd see him again, and then he shows up.
Yeah, they
guess
probably
what?
Thought
he's in California.
Done.
What?
Especially after
we've
that big
search.
We've
been searching the mountains. It does make you think, though, like with all these missing persons cases, they're doing searches, but they're only doing searches in the areas where they went missing and like or anywhere that there's evidence that they went. But look at this guy. They would have never thought to look in California.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm thinking like, well, how do you get somebody over there? How do you get somebody nearly 3,000 miles unless you fly them on a plane? Which,
well, in 6 days.
Could have been on a plane. We don't know for sure, but then there would be record of that somewhere.
I think he probably just drove on a truck. Maybe. I think if he remembers the truck, chances are he did go on a truck.
So maybe here's what happened. Maybe there was a truck at the resort.
Yeah, he passed out in it.
He had he fell during skiing or something. Yeah. He got a bad concussion and it got way worse as time went on. And he crawled at some, you know, people do weird shit. And
that's what I'm saying. Just he crawled could have been in the truck
like the
without
girl that
them
went
knowing,
into the freezer.
Like the cat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
took a little cruise to California, woke up. And maybe the people never knew he was even there.
It could be something as innocent and just, you know, I guess simple as that. Like he hit his head, had an he had an injury and then got into the back of the truck. But 3,000 miles, I guess like if it's a big rig truck, they probably do it pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's probably a couple days or whatever. But still, like that seems like unless he was literally passed out in a coma for like 5 days. So it'll be interesting to see what medical shit comes out because that will probably really tell us what happened. But maybe somehow, you know, some sort of top secret programs involved and maybe they put him on a tram from fucking there and they were doing testing and then they went to Sacramento and then
it was a stretch.
Or maybe aliens abducted him and did a bunch of testing.
That's
and
more likely, I think.
And then dropped him in Sacramento conveniently. I don't know.
That's
it's
wild.
Pretty interesting.
Well,
I definitely
want to see more information.
Oh yeah. I bet you it'll be something more natural than one of those things. But pretty interesting story, right?
Dude, totally. And I definitely want to follow up with that. So you guys should let me know in the comments if you want to see a full
video
on that.
This has been Unexplained Phenomena Part 1.
Yes.
Or what are we going to call it? Chapter 1? You want to call it Chapter 1 or Part 1?
I don't know.
Part 1? Okay.
Part 1? Episode 1?
Well, I can't have like Episode 1.
Let's just do Part 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Or actually, I could do Episode. But thank you guys for joining us. We are going to close it up here. Again, thank you for all the support. Rate, review the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast, come
thank
check us out on Twitch.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a great day and stay woke.
Nice. Stay woke, everybody. Until next time.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.